We've got Morris Millet. And I'll
like canapes, huh?
Yeah.
Nizalowski.
Nizalowski. You're a business futurist. What is a business futurist?
A business futurist. My core reason for being is to help businesses understand what tomorrow might look like. So I say that I take businesses to the future. I walk them around. I show them who's there, show them what's hot and what's not. And then we talk about how to make money out of it.
Okay, well, we need you for 2009.
And we're going to do that next week, all being well.
Are we? Okay, we'll stick on the Christmas theme today. Okay, what do you got for us, Morris?
I thought we'd have a look at Christmas, strangely enough,
well,
today.
Well, why not? It's Christmas Eve.
It just snuck up on us,
I think. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. No singing, hold. Shut up.
It absolutely is. And I'll leave the singing to you.
Yeah, no, okay. No, I won't do that either. What do you got for us?
I thought we might start off by looking at how we can track Santa coming across the North Pole to Australia.
Oh, cool. We can do that now?
We absolutely can. There's a site that's been around for quite a while. It's out of NORAD. NORAD is the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which really doesn't mean all that much, but it's NORAD.
Aren't they the ones that sort of track the missiles and everything?
They do. That's their proper mission in life.
But they're onto a much better mission
A much
now.
Better reason for being. It all started off in 1955. The quick history lesson is that in 1955, Sears store, the American department store, put an ad in the paper asking kids to phone in with their wish lists. They put the wrong phone number in. And the number they put in was for NORAD.
You're kidding.
No. So this guy was getting calls with kids saying, you know, I want a teddy bear, I want a wheelbarrow. And he's going, what's going on? Eventually he asked the parents what was happening. And what happened was this wrong number. He realized that what kids want to know was about Santa. So he started to tell them the only thing he could tell them, which was satellites and where Santa was in the sky. Now, what is it, 55 years later almost? They're still doing it. Now they've gone online. So you can actually track Santa online. If you go to NORAD, N-O-R-A-D, Santa, all one word, .org. Now, not only can you track him online so you can see him moving across, but this year they've included it with Google Maps, which is that wonderful Google Map technology where you can actually see things almost live. I mean, they're pictures, but they almost look live. Now you can actually see him moving across the Earth, and if you watch his track, you can click on it, you can watch a video, so you can actually see him doing stuff in the country that he's in, and you can see photos of that country. So it's a great learning tool apart from anything else.
Now that's fun to do with your kids this evening.
I think it's a terrific thing to do this evening. So what you need to do in advance of this evening is to make sure you've downloaded Google Maps, which is free, and also gone to noradsanta.org and registered for it.
That's cool.
That's it.
The future's now.
It absolutely is. And they've gone further because you can also take it onto your mobile phones now. So with your mobile phones and a copy of Google Maps on, you can watch Santa wherever you are.
At a price.
If you're at Carol's, absolutely. Well, Telstra and Optus.
Firm cash.
Absolutely. So if you're at Carol's tonight, you really want to go that far, you can watch it on your phone. But it's also available on iGoogle. So they've really taken to the nth degree. iGoogle is that Google space you have on your desktop that tells you where your stuff is. So it helps to coordinate all of that. And also into a relatively new social space called Twitter.
I feel like I've been a part of Twitter for many years.
It's Twitter.
What's Twitter?
It's twitter.com. Again, a free...
Twitter.com.
Oh, I didn't even lend me, mate. Oh, I wish I was. I wish I had shares in this.
What is twitter.com?
So it's a relatively new social space. So it's a space where people get together and talk. I talk about it as being SMS on steroids. Because what you have is 126 characters. So you only can type a very, very short message.
You've already confused me. You've lost me already.
Oh, let's see if we can get you back.
126 characters.
So 126 characters, like your SMS. Yeah, you've only got a finite amount of space on your SMS that you can send your message for.
Yep.
The same with this. So you've got about 30, 40 words, depending on how big the words are, and in that you tell your message.
My vocabulary is about 30, 40 words.
Well, that's perfect.
That's stretching it.
That's perfect then.
Yep.
So in this twitter.com, it's used as a way for me to connect with you, and it started off its early days by me being able to send you really short, inane messages, like I'm going for coffee now, or telling you what I was doing. So
like iChat or any of the rest of them?
Absolutely, but this was very short, very sharp. And what it allowed you to do was to amass a whole group of friends that could follow you. So I keyed into you once, and whenever you typed anything into Twitter,
you know where I am.
I knew what you were and what you were doing.
I don't know. So, I don't like that idea.
Oh,
that's very, very, very annoying. I don't want to know people to know where I am at every given minute of the day.
Well, then don't type that much.
I won't. What else you got for me?
So going back to Twitter, just for a second.
Let's get off Twitter.
Oh, come on.
Well, give me the juice on Twitter.
I'm trying to. But I have to explain what it was.
Yeah, okay.
So, all right. If you type in at NORAD Santa.
So we're back to NORAD.
We are.
I thought we were doing Twitter.
We are. Now they've combined together. That's how far we've come in technology.
So we can talk to Santa.
Well, now we can actually follow Santa in real time and have conversations with him.
All right, great.
All right, so I've won him back.
Slightly.
Okay. Slightly.
All right. What else you got for us?
So let's forget Twitter. We're Twittered out.
I am Twittered out.
Okay. So if we go back to some more technology that we might be aware of, and then we'll get into some fun stuff, sites and stuff. Let's have a look at text messages. So the good old SMS. Telstra says we're going to send 46 million SMSs tomorrow, and Optus claims we're going to send 40 million.
Wow.
So if we put the two together and add a couple more, we'll probably send about 120 million.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think a lot of the time we do that in the morning, though. We do start whacking out the SMSs, don't we?
Yeah.
Because we'd rather not speak to some of those people. We just want to have a quick one. Merry Christmas.
It's a nice way to say something you don't really want to say in person.
Instead of the actual phone call.
Well, getting to phone calls, Telstra says we're going to make 41 million calls tomorrow. That's what they're banking on.
Yep. And that's the morning for me. The morning for me when
41 million calls?
Well, yeah. The morning for me is, of course, first seeing what Santa bought for my gorgeous girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we just call around to the family and make, you know, just check in and say Merry Christmas to everybody.
So that makes sense.
I think most people would do that, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. And 31 million calls on mobile, Telstra's saying. It's incredible that now we're getting also, Telstra claims they're going to have 700,000 picture messages. You know that we can take on our phone, we can take those messages, where we can take a photo of somebody, send them across.
Sure.
700,000 of them. And that's changed. Last year was about 300,000.
Did about most of those, didn't
it? Yeah. I don't know if they all had pictures, though, thankfully. The text was enough.
Some of them did. What an SMS I'm in. Eddie Perfect. How fantastic is he? I can't wait to see that show.
So that's going back to old technology, and really tomorrow's going to be buzzing around in that space.
Okay, what else you got for us?
So what about some good old websites that we can have
a look
at?
Okay, let's have a look at some websites.
All right. So there's one that I like a lot, and it's one of the oldest ones, and it's claws.com.
Yep.
C-L-A-U-S, claws, as it is, .com.
Yep.
It's been around forever. It's a great one for kids, very, very G-rated, no need to worry about it at all. And it has all sorts of entertainment for kids. So there's Christmas parties there's Santa Claus's house, there's the elves you can talk to. You can print off things for kids to colour in, you can do all kinds of stuff. But one of the things I like in there the most is they have Santa Claus Naughty or Nice.
Oh, fantastic. Let's try have a crack at that.
So
let's put in some names.
So you can
figure
out. We can.
Okay, let's get it.
So you can figure out whether in fact you've been naughty or nice.
Okay, I'm gonna put in. It's what is it? Santa Claus. It's claws.com.
It's claws.com.
And then you just search through to naughty or nice. Okay, I've done it. I've got it. I found it. Okay, I'm gonna put in Kevin Rudd. Here we go. Okay, Kevin Rudd. Much more nice than naughty. Can be very thoughtful. Has improved cleanliness, which I like. Could take better care of his toys. Yes, Kevin. Says thank you often, but still not as much as I would like. Good mood often spreads to others. Hopefully he will keep up the good work. Santa thinks Kevin Rudd is nice. Let's try another one.
I typed in you.
Did you?
Uh-oh, here we go. So,
what did mine say?
So it says, Mark Holden, much more nice than naughty. Can be very thoughtful. Has improved cleanliness, which I like. Could take better care of his toys. Says thank you often, but still not as much as I'd like. Good mood often spreads to others. Hopefully we'll keep up the good work.
So mine's very similar to Kevin
Rudd. It is very similar, isn't it?
Let's try one more. Andrew O'Keefe. Here we go. Andrew O'Keefe. Nice, with a few exceptions. Needs to be nice to everyone, not just friends. Could try a little harder when things are tough. Good sense of humour. Made the list last year, but needs to be good all December.
I think
he might fall into the naughty category.
Oh, we've got a quick one. I've got Dennis here.
Okay, let's try Dennis.
Dennis. So I've got Dennis Walter. Has been nice most of the year, not just Christmas. Makes others happy. Could share a little more, however. Politeness is sometimes very good and can be a great listener.
Santa's pretty good, isn't he?
Isn't he just?
Santa's really got it together. Well, that's fantastic. I like that.
So that's so Santa's nice to meet us.
Absolutely. Come and find naughty and nice.
That's great.
What else you got?
So there are some really interesting sites that we can go to. So there's some ways that we can communicate with people. And one of the interesting ones is called Jib Jab. J-I-B-J-A-B.